News Update.
Calls growing louder for university presidents at Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania to step down after anti-Semitism rages on college campuses. These three women called to testify on Capitol Hill and could not answer questions as to why nothing has been done to stop the hate speech with protesters calling for the genocide of Jews. Now, this comes as there is a huge rise in anti-Semitism across the country. Shots fired outside Temple Israel, a synagogue in Albany, New York. Police say the shooter shouting "Free Palestine." In other news, tennis great Chris Evert diagnosed again with cancer. She says treatments will force her to miss her job as an analyst for ESPN at next month's Australian Open. She was diagnosed with ovarian cancer a year ago. She hopes to return to her broadcasting duties later next year. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.